Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down. Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, you guys will get in your seats. I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Oh, good Saturday morning to everyone. This is M.H. Scott, your host of the Parents Coach and Parents Network, and we'll be on there for about the next half hour or so, and we have a few things to share with you and just to let you know what was going on throughout our week. All week of wonderful things and getting involved and sharing just some insight and information with parents around the country on how to be proactive and how to be their children's best advocate. Well, I just got off to another show. I was on with Legends of Sports, Sports Inside and Out with Coach Chuck Hatchett. And wow, I was sitting on there feeling like a little infant. And I truly mean I felt just like an infant. And I've been around for a minute or so, but I felt like an infant being on the line with those great legends. I was on with one of the Stiff brothers out of that used to play, I believe, with the Knicks. I was on with Bobby Hurley. And I believe I was also on with, Coach Hatchett. And they was waiting for Wally Jones to call in, or said Wally's going to call in later on down the line. And Susan summoned the legend herself. And, you know, I was on with those great sports legends, just soaking up information from them and the things that they're still doing in the community to this day, you know, being proactive in the community, being out there and creating programs for our children. And I'm saying to myself as I'm listening to legends as they have their conversation, I'm saying to myself, what is the problem, or why is it that we as parents of these children are not being proactive and being involved and being engaged in the things that we need to be involved in? You know, parents, I keep saying it time in and time out, we cannot afford to just step back and allow our children to run that course on their own. We have to stay involved. We have to stay engaged. It's not an optional thing. It's not an optional thing. If we don't do that, then who's going to do it? You know, we please take the time to look at it from this perspective. You are a parent of a potentially prominent athlete, a child that loves sports. I'm talking about every bit of sports inside and out, every part of it. Love sports. And as a result, your child's out there benefiting from having that talent to play in sports. But somewhere along the line, the child gets steered in the wrong direction and get caught up in some trouble or something to that nature. Now you're out there cleaning up pieces and parts. But if had you stayed involved and stayed engaged in the process all the way through and stayed connected with your child and was there for your child as a support system, being a part of your child's support system, you would have definitely avoided that issue. That issue would have been avoided by all means possible. And as I said, I was just on the show, and the show just concluded. Go on and take a... You can listen to it here on Blog Talk Radio, and another show will be coming up on Sports Byline, I think at 11 or 11:30. But the show I was just on a second ago here on Blog Talk Radio started at 9. So if you get a chance, Legends of Sports, Sports Inside and Out with Coach Chuck Hatchett, check it out. It was a wonderful show, and I listened to the things that these legends are doing in the community, and it's phenomenal practice. That has only been able to be done with folks still being involved and still being connected to the game. Being involved and being connected to the game. And that's coming from a solid and positive upbringing, like we all should have and do, and our children should have and do, and have that support system, and have folks around them that's going to guide them and steer them in the right direction. So, you know, I've been rambling here for a few minutes or so, but, you know, I forgot to go and bring my man, Mr. Keith, right in. Where you at, Keith? Talk to me for a minute.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Like I say, each and every time he says that piece, and that piece is just the end-all, be-all statement to all athletes. He's living it. He's making smart cool. Making smart cool. In other words, it's okay to go to school, be the student that you're supposed to be, get the grades that you're supposed to get, and go on and do your thing from there. Matter of fact, Harvard is still making noise out there, because I think they just knocked somebody off. Excuse me, in the tournament. They just knocked somebody off in the tournament. You know, I decided to do this Saturday morning show just for the sole purpose of just trying to give you an update of some of the things that I've encountered over the weeks and some of the things, some of the connections that we've had throughout the week. Recently, I started hanging out a little bit more in the school system, in the local school system. And there's a number of programs out there that you can get involved in. Shout out to one program that I know of, and it's a great program, and I would like to see more programs similar to it. A program called Watch Dogs. And it's Dads of Great Students, you know, Dads of Great Students, where you have opportunity to go into your local school system. School has to have the program already on board, and go into the local school system and just hang around with your child, whether or not it's, you know, at a PE class, or whether or not it's just strictly in the lunchroom, or, you know, just roaming the halls and looking to see what they're doing throughout the course of the day. Great program, and a shout out to the founder of that program. So I've been in the local school system for the last couple of weeks, just observing a few things and, you know, checking to see how kids are doing. I noticed a young man the other day and had a chance to watch him in basketball game as they was closing out their middle school season. And I noticed his attitude on the court, his ability to play the game, and how the team gravitated around him. But when I had a chance to observe him one day about a week ago in the classroom, I noticed it was an altogether different young man. he had that same energy and had that same connection with the folks around him, but it wasn't in a positive way. So I had a chance to pull him out in the hallway, and we had a little conversation. Well, actually, it was more or less like a one-way conversation. And maybe I should have, I gave him opportunity to share a few things with me. But I left him with this. His leadership is going to carry him wherever he needs to go, be it positive or negative. If it's negative, it's going to carry him where he needs to go to get himself straightened out and get himself back on track. If it is positive, then it will take him in that direction of him benefiting from it and prospering from the talent that he has. You know, pulled him out in the hallway, and we had a little brief conversation. And before he came out in the hallway, it was almost like a chaos going on in the room. You may ask the question, where was the teacher? The teacher was right there. The teacher actually had called for some assistance to the classroom because he couldn't control the classroom. I think he's managed to get the classroom a little bit more under control now. But he pulled the young man out of the classroom, and as I was standing in the hallway talking to the young man, I asked him to note something. I said, I want you to note something. I want you to note, what do you hear coming out of that classroom right now? The classroom had calmed down. The classroom had gotten quiet. The classroom was, everyone was sitting there basically waiting to see what was going to be his response when he walked back through that door. And he said, they're quiet. And I said, that's true. I said, you know why? He said, no. I said, because they're all wondering and waiting to see what you're going to do when you walk back through that door. They're all wondering and waiting to see what you're going to do when you walk back through that door. Now, if you go back through that door, like, I ain't got to listen to that cat. You know, he ain't had nothing to say. And let them know, hey, it's back on. Then that's how they're going to respond. But if you walk back through that door and simply remain calm, go back in, have a seat, pick up your pen, pick up your piece of paper, whatever you need to do, get back to work, they're all going to follow that lead. You don't have to say another word. They're going to be their next action is going to be based upon your response to this conversation right here. I shared that with him, and then I let him get on back to class. As a result, he went back in, the class got back to work, and everybody moved on from there. Just that one little piece, taking the time to share that one little piece with that young man, I'm hoping, truly hoping, that will be a major turning point in his life and could be in the lives of others, because with his leadership in that classroom, he's impacting quite a few other children in that classroom. That is just the way it's done. That peer pressure thing has an awesome effect on our children. And we as parents and we as folks that really care for our children need to share this information with them as often as possible, as regularly as possible, and make sure they understand what they need to do and who is there to support them. And I told them, I said, anytime you need something, and if I'm available and I can assist you with it, I'll be more than happy to, as long as you're doing your part. As long as you're doing your part. You know, speaking of parts, you know, we have a number of components and things and options and folks that's available to us throughout the Parents Coaching Parents Network. a couple of weeks ago, we had the eligibility coach online with us, and she shared a whole lot of wonderful information. So I thought that it'd be only appropriate to bring her back each week with a little segment just to basically share with us, you know, just some tidbits from her book, The Eligibility Coach. Check us out a couple of weeks ago and listen to the show, and she shared some information with us. But each week we're going to try to bring in just a little weekly update on some of the things that the eligibility coach has to share.
Hi, I'm Marlon, the eligibility coach Jones, with today's tip for easy athletic certification, official visits. Many parents have asked me exactly what the student must have in order to be able to accept an official visit to a school. First, the student must register with the NCAA Eligibility Center. In addition to registering, the student must complete the answer to the amateurism question. Then the student needs to provide a copy of an official high school transcript to the coaches, along with a copy of their standardized test scores. Once the school has this information, you can visit officially. This means the university can reimburse you for your travel expenses and provide up to 3 complimentary admissions to a home event. In addition, the university can also provide on-campus parking. For more information on tips for certification, please visit our website at www.eligibilitycoach.com. This is Marlon, the eligibility coach, wishing you scholarships.
And that was a little piece from our wonderful eligibility coach, Coach Marlon, eligibility coach Jones. And she shared that information with us. And I will bring her in each week with a tip from the eligibility coach. So parents, just stand by. We added a new component to the Parents, Coach, and Parents Network, a little update from the eligibility coach. And as you know, we had scheduled a couple shows that we had to postpone due to some technical difficulty on my end, but we will put those schedules, put them shows back on the schedule and let everyone know that we'll be back on the air with some great, wonderful information. You know, we had to postpone a show from Coach Rick Wolf, and Coach Rick Wolf is the host of WFAN Sports Edge coming out of New York City every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. And, you know, Coach Wolf, basically is right along the same lines as the Parents Coach Parents Network. He provides a vast array of information that parents need to be aware of and how to keep your parents, how to keep your athletes focused and on track and just be a better parent to your athlete. And I think we are on the same page on that note. It's all about the children at that point. And if your child has that talent to be involved in sports, then he or she should be afforded every opportunity to be the best that they could possibly be. Earlier this week, we were supposed to have Dr. Monica Watts Baldwin on with us, and she was going to share some information with us as far as our children's health, nutrition, and just simply playing, being able to play and enjoy play and being healthy while they're playing, and, you know, the importance of supplements and nutrition and, you know, fruits and vegetables and all the other little things that we may forget to add into our children's diet, or if we talk about diet, add into our children's eating habits. I don't like to use that word diet because me personally, I don't believe in diets, because if you decide to do a diet, then you're going to have to make sure that that's a long-term sustaining diet. And that's not, to me, it's not actually a diet. It's called a changing lifestyle. But, yes, she's going to share some information with us, and we will, if we don't get a chance to have her on this coming week, we will definitely have to have her on next Saturday and let her run through the show next Saturday for sure. We will probably start adding her in as a weekly update as well. Little tips coming from the world of medicine, and you know, just telling us how our kids can be healthy and stay healthy and avoid all these issues of obesity and things like that. Well, hopefully next week we will be next Wednesday at noon. We will be able to connect with Mrs. Janice Meredith, and she is a big time blogger on sports parenting and just talking about all the things that we talk about from time to time. So should I say so often here on the Parents Coach and Parents Network, but she takes it to another level. She takes it all the way down to youth sports where our little kids are really involved. At that point, we haven't really focused on that, but hopefully Janice will bring us some insight on that part of it that, you know, we need to start focusing on and realizing that's the time we really need to become engaged and involved and supportive of our children. Because at that time, we got to realize that they're starting to shape, they're starting to form, they're starting to mold into the athletes that we hope that they'll be one day. And if they're just out there for the fun of it, then that's what they should always be out there for, as far as my perspective, my understanding, and my choice. They're out there for the fun of it, then, you know, allow them to enjoy it. And don't allow anyone to take that joy away from them, whether or not it's a coach, whether or not it's another parent, whether or not it's another athlete. And when I'm talking about in the form of bullying or poor coaching or poor sportsmanship coming from the sidelines or anything to that nature. So hopefully that'll be our next 3 weeks, and then we'll roll into the month of April. And then once we roll into the month of April, we'll start a whole new lineup of folks. We have a group of folks that's lined up to do their thing here on the Parents Coach and Parents Network. As always, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. We always love to hear from you and to make sure that you're out there being the best possible parent that you can be. You are being an advocate for your child, being an advocate for your child. You know, an advocate has to be somebody that is in your child's best interest or doing things in your child's best interest. To all my new parents that recently joined the Parents Coach and Parents Network, if at any time you have information that you want to share with us or call in and tell your story, we'd love to hear from you. You can always, again, reach us at the Parents Coach and Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio, or you can also follow us on Facebook, like our Facebook page. We have a wonderful Facebook page up. You can go on there and follow us on Facebook. Or you can even follow us on Twitter at PCP Network, PCP Network on Twitter. If you decide to take a look at our website, it's going to be revised. I've been tinkering around with it for about the last year or so, but I need to really do some serious work with it and update it and get some good information on there. I think I'll start listing quite a few of our big major supporters that are part of the network. You know, like I mentioned, Dr. Rick Wolf, Coach Rick Wolf, Dr. Monica, the eligibility coach, a few other folks out there that's been supporters of the show. And I think I'll start posting their links and their information up on our website page as well. And you can always check that out at www.pcpn.info, www.pcpn.info. Well, family, it's been another wonderful show. Hopefully I share some information with you and, you know, keep your eyes and ears open. I'm going to head on over here to a soccer game and see if any of our kids are over there. Matter of fact, I think I've already missed a game. I think the game is just about over. But check us out on Wednesday at 12 noon, each and every Wednesday, Eastern Standard Time. Or you can also catch us here on Saturday mornings, Parents Perspective Saturday mornings, Parents Perspective on Saturdays, here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And as always, we appreciate you coming in, sharing a little time with us, spending your Saturday morning with us as we go into another wonderful day. Again, I'm going to leave you with two pieces. One piece is the piece from our eligibility coach, which you stated earlier, and then I'm going to close out with my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Where you at there, Mrs. Marlon Jones, eligibility coach extraordinaire?
Hi, I'm Marlon, the eligibility coach Jones, with today's tip for easy athletic certification, official visits. Many parents have asked me exactly what the student must have in order to be able to accept an official visit to a school. First, the student must register with the NCAA Eligibility Center. In addition to registering, the student must complete the answers to the amateurism question. Then the student needs to provide a copy of an official high school transcript to the coaches, along with a copy of their standardized test scores. Once the school has this information, you can visit officially. This means the university can reimburse you for your travel expenses and provide up to 3 complimentary admissions to a home event. In addition, the university can also provide on-campus parking. For more information on tips for certification, please visit our website at www.eligibilitycoach.com. This is Marlon, the eligibility coach, wishing you scholarships.
All right, Keith, go ahead and close this out. We appreciate you. Everyone, have a great weekend. Keith Wright, take it away.
Student of the game, had people fronting talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
You have a wonderful day from the Parents Culture Parents Network. We out of here.